Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Reish Lamed Vav. Very excitedly, page 300. But before we start page 300, we have a couple of things. One Maisa, very important Maisa. And one just one Ha'ar that two people asked me about. I thought I mentioned earlier, but I think I forgot to mention earlier on that anytime one is repeating Kriyat Shema. Okay, you have to repeat Kriyat Shema because you davened early, or for whatever reason you have to repeat Kriyat Shema. Says the Mishnah Berurah back in Siman Reish Lamed Hey Siv Katan Yud Beis at the beginning, she ain't kedai li smuch al Kriyat Shema Kori al Mita. So it's not proper to be smuch on Kriyat Shema al Mita. You should do a separate Kriyat Shema that night to be yotzi yodei chobah. Just tam, his reason is a feeling you not only cross called Gimel Parsi, even if you read all three parshas of Kriyat Shema al Mita, which most don't. God tzarich lechavin let's say mitzvah sasei shel Kriyat Shema. It's a problem of kavanah that you're in your Kriyat Shema Lamita. Generally, we're just saying Kriyat Shema Lavriach Mina Mazikin in order to protect us at night time. If we're going to forget to have proper kavanah, since we just do what we normally do at night. Therefore, it's better to have a separate Kriyat Shema when you are on the. But the evidence works, okay? If you had kavanah at Kriyat Shema Lamita to have Yotzi Yedei Chovah, it would work if you have the appropriate kavanah. Just the Mishnah Berurah suggesting not to do that. Now, going back to yesterday, we discussed, once again, the Zman Kriyat Shema. Okay, we focused on the four different levels of Zman Kriyat Shema at nighttime. L'chatchila, we said there's reason Makdim L'mitzos, you should do it close to Tzeizek Kochavim, and that's why Rosh Shlomo Zalman, as Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel brings down in Zahara in the new Mishnah Berurah, that not to daven a late mark. With saying that, okay, as we'll talk about soon, obviously, if there's a reason for it, let's say in a yeshiva, where it's best for the yeshiva schedule, so then it's going to be appropriate to daven even not directly at Tzeizek Kochavim. That's a dover pashut. Okay, for whatever reason, a person has a personal reason also, that's why we have 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock marvs all over the world. Fine. Then, if you can't do it until chatzos, is still a lichatchila time to daven, even though you don't have a kind reason to make dim lemitzos, you're still an appropriate time. After chatzos, we said, is only b'diavad because you're over on Dibrei Chacham, you're chayv misa, okay, if you did it on purpose. But nevertheless, you're still going to yotzei Kriyat Shema. You're still going to yotzei Kriyat Shema at this time. And then for an onus, someone who was onus, he couldn't even dive in and say it this time, even after Alotza Shachar, until Beisa Chacham, he could still read Kriyat Shema. Okay, fine. That's all within the lachas of Kriyat Shema. However, what about tefillah? Where does Sof Zman tefillah of Marav end? Okay, with Pashas once again, just like Kriyat Shema Midaraisa. Midaraisa Kriyat Shema all night until Alosa Shachar. So Lechora, that should be the same thing. For Tefillah should go all the way to Alosa Shachar. The question is, do we say the same Siyag with the Chachami made for Kriyat Shema, do we say the same thing that it applies by Tefillah also, that it applies only until Chatzos, and only B'diyavid, if one didn't daven then, he could daven later on. The Svara one would say it doesn't apply is then probably the Pashas why the Shulchan Aruch does not mention anything about it over here. It's because they only made the Siyag by Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa. By Tefillah D'Rabbanan, they did not make this together, and even if you dive in after Chatzos, it will be totally fine. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down a Machlokas, a Poskim, very interestingly. He does not mention it over here. He only mentioned it earlier on. As Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel brings down in Siman Kuf Ches Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezvav, in Dir Masel Zman, and Moreno Rabbeinu, he mentions over there the Machlokas brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Do we say a Siag also for Tefillah also applies only until Chatzos? And therefore, there is more room to be makel because only a machlokas a poskim, whether it's not preferred beferish from Shulchan Aruch over here, it's not beferish that this siag was made in Chatzos. Nevertheless, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel takes this extremely, extremely seriously. Okay, as the following story, the Maisa happened in the Tivari and its former Gilgal happened about 20 years ago. Okay, that it used to be back in the day, we used to dive in Marav at 12 o'clock. Night center went all the way to 12 o'clock, 8 to 12 o'clock, yes, for everyone. Sunday through Thursday night. Night center, Thursday night went even later, Mishmar. But we had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. Night center was from 8 to 12. 12 o'clock used to be Marv. Okay, so for a good percentage of the year, if you know, 12 o'clock is well after Chatzos. Chatzos can get as early as 11:25 during the winter. Okay, so 12 o'clock we used to be Chatzos, until one time Moreno Rabbeinu Aram Shlita went to the Rosh Yeshiva and asked them to switch Marav from after Chatzos and only daven before Chatzos because of the machlokas we mentioned before. Okay? Also, Kriyat Shema, but you get out of Kriyat Shema, at least I'm worried. You could say Kriyat Shema earlier on if you want to, but Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal is very, very machler, even in terms of tefillah, as brought down in the note over here. Look inside the note. It says, Ayim Bissimin Kuf Ches Vishnebro, Sivkon Dezvav, Diyesh Sorin Du Adin She Tefillas Amida Shel Arvis L'Chatchila Zmana Ad Chatzos. The L'Chatchila Zman, even for tefillah Mariv, is only until Chatzos. Then Renanzo says the following chiddush: Lachin odif lispalu biyachidus livnei chatzos miasher b'minyan lachar chatzos. Because it's not the zman lechatchila to daven, he says better to daven biyachidus before chatzos than as it was a minyan after chatzos. This is not muskam in all the poskim. So many poskim disagree. If you look in the halacha brua, he says b'ferish that one should daven mariv. With the tzibur after chatzos and davening yechidus before chatzos, but that is clearly Moreno Ramino of Nevinzal's opinion over here. The davening in the zman of lechatchila is even more important than tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, so that's what it does bring down over here. But Lomaisa, what you know, if you get to this point of, let's say you're not going to be, you're in a position where it's almost chatzos, you realize you didn't daven marav, most importantly is make sure you say Kriyat Shema. That is for sure, make sure you say Kriyat Shema at least before chatzos. If you can daven before chatzos, also great, but make sure that you get in at least Kriyat Shema before chatzos. Just to point out, the Rosh Yeshiva, who made Marav at 12 o'clock, and generally there's a lot of places in Halacha, this happens to be, Machlokas between Poskim and Rosh Yeshivas happens pretty often, okay? Because generally there's nothing wrong. The Yeshiva has to do what's best for the Talmidim and its learning. And you see the Bir Halacha seems to side with the Rosh Yeshiva over here. And over here, the Bir Halacha. Over here, we read yesterday, even in terms of Kriyat Shema, even in the Kriyat Shema, it says, so we see, over here by the Chavetz Chaim for Talmud Torah, this is far to say that you can even say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. So, B'shlamar, Morin Rabbeinu Nevinzal would say that. And two things. Number one, either you could say that Rabbeinu Nevinzal disagrees over here because he takes it so seriously, he says even better Davim Yechidus. But probably more so, Bir Halacha is talking about a one-time thing. The one-time thing where he's stuck and he's got to teach Torah, so therefore he can give a daven after chatzos. But have a kavias marav after chatzos, perhaps then even the Chavetz Chaim would not allow. Because that was the story, and therefore that's why historically marav is now at 11:15, and unfortunately nights here a lot of times is only to 11:15 also because of this. But that is what has happened. Okay, so that is in terms of tefillah. So lemaisa, what should we try? Is that's also to say Kriyat Shema and to daven Marav before Chatzos, not light. Anyways, we saw Rosh Hashanah said you better daven Marav or right after Tzitzit Chachamim better than waiting for later on. Now we could start Simon Reish Lam involves some very interesting things over here, and this is really how the format of Marav works. And if you look inside, there's a lot of machloks in between Nusach Svard and Nusach Ashkenaz, and that's why they have all them even before we even start Marav with the Kaddish before and stuff like that. I can't get into all the things over here. But over here, everyone agrees that as Machaber Paskins over here, Reish Lam Vav Sifalu Be'erev Mevarech Shtayim Lifnei Kriyat Shema Ushtayim La'Achareha. Okay, we have 7 Bracha Birchas Kriyat Shema. We say 3 in the morning and 4 in at the nighttime during of Birchas Kriyat Shema. We have 2 in the morning, 2 before, and 1 after Kriyat Shema in the morning. And at nighttime, we also have Ashkivenu, so therefore we have 2 in the morning, 2 in before Kriyat Shema. And 2 afterwards is the Mechaber Paskins over here, based on the Gemara in Mesechas Brachos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down the minhag that we say even before we start Birkas Kriyat Shema. This is Lekulei Alma, even Svard Ashkenazim, V'aminig Lomar V'hu Rachum Kodem Tfilas Arvis. This is something that we say every single night in Amarav, V'hu Rachum, who here by raising hand knows why we say V'hu Rachum? Yes, or maybe? What? Yeah? What? I'm joking. Okay, so there was 0% over here. So I'll read you the tour, not in our siman, it's in the next siman, siman Reish Lamed Zayin. Very interesting. The second answer is going to be maybe connected to Maseches Makos over here. So it says over here, siman Reish Lamed Zayin in the tour, Seder Tfilas Arvis Omer Buhurachum. V'tiknu Lomar. The reason why we're talking to say Buhurachum before Mariv, Lefi Shebeshachar Semincha Yesh Tmidim Shemechaprin, by, as we talked about many times, Shachar is Kneged Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Shemana Sarev Mincha is Kneged Tamid Shal Bein Arabayim, and those were said as a daily Kapora for Klal Yisrael. What about night we don't have a kapara? So therefore, va'arvis she'ein tamid lechaper titnu lomar v'hurachum yichaper avon v'lo yashkri. Therefore, that is like our kapara that we bring down. It's our formalization of a bepeh that we want to do tshuva even at night, and therefore we want to get kapara also at night. That's the first reason over here. So it's like almost in place of the tamid, which does not exist at nighttime for the tefillas mark. And then he says v'yesh omrim. Listen to this. Lefisha Nagu, there used to be a minag, Lilkos Arvis, that people would give each other malchus at nighttime. Okay? This is not talking about the Basin's malchus. Basin didn't convene during the nighttime. Basin gave malchus during the day. But it sounds like a person or David, exactly. Just like Erev Yom Kippur, there's a minag even brought down in the Ramah that people would give inside each other malchus, on the Erev Yom Kippur. So it sounds like back in the day, people used to do it nightly. After they sinned all day long, the malchus would be in the kapar lamb. As you learn in the Sechas Malchus, one of the psukim that we say, as a person getting malchus, this should be a kapara for what they have done. So therefore, v'hurachum is, we don't do malchus anymore, but we still do this v'hurachum. Okay? Interesting, extremely interesting. Okay, so that is this. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. He says, Torah says, Ein Shama Tam. He doesn't bring down the reason over here. He says, look in the Torah, you'll find the reason that we just read what the Torah says. Okay, add that. Once you say V'urachum, that's what you said, the Rashi was pointing out, the reason why we don't say V'urachum based on this. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, because we don't do Mal, we would never give Malchus. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, that would make sense why we don't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, Beseder. Well, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Vida. In the continuation of Sikon Alf, the Mashim Uar Labasim in Dal Mishnah Bro, Sikon Yigil Mashim Achim, the Acher Borchu Dino Kemsa Perach. Once you say Borchu, it's Ikiil Yer Behemsa Perach, and see people make this mistake. People answer Borchu, and they'll start talking before they think they didn't start to Berachas Kriyat Shema. That's fine. That is incorrect. Once you say Borchu, once you make Chor, you're not allowed to be Masik. Ulufizeh, the Hemchik Mishnah Bro, towards the end, it says Ulufizeh, Tsarech Li Zari Ma'od, Shilo Li Saper Acher Borchu Da Arvis. Even before you start the bracha rishona, you're not allowed to be masik in it. So therefore, basically, from Baruchu until after Shemoneh Esrei, it is absolutely usher to speak. Okay? Absolutely usher to speak. Okay? Unfortunately, this has become parutz in our generation. People think they talk during Kriyat Shema, during Berakos Kriyat Shema. It's a horrible thing. It's absolutely usher to speak at this time, from the time you answer Baruchu until afterwards is absolutely usher to speak. Even Pesukim Dezimra, it's also to talk Kavul Chomer during Berakos Kriyat Shema. Okay? So that is Sif Aleph. Moving on to Sif Beis. Okay? Halal also, it's the same thing. It's also one unit. All these things, Halal, one unit, Berakos Kriyat Shema, one unit, Pesukim Dezimra, all these places, you're not allowed to be Masik whatsoever. Sif Beis. Aim l'saper bein geula de arvis l'tfila nevar for sure, between geula and tfila of arvis, as we'll soon see, that we even have smichas geula l'tfila by Meir of the Gemara says that ezu ben olam haba, someone who is not masik between geula and tfila, and Meir is a ben olam haba. Okay, it's a machlokas in the Gemara over there. If there's smichas geula l'tfila by Meir, we'll soon see that we hold that there is smichas geula between by Meir, even though we're going to say ashkivenu afterwards. But nevertheless, we don't take it as seriously as by Shachar. So over here we see, do not talk between Geula de Arvis, Litfila, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikot and Dalit, against Shigam de Arvis, Mitzvah, Lismoch, Geula de Tfila, says the Mishnah Berurah. And over here, in the Shart scene, it brings down the Chazal I just mentioned, Ramu Chazal, Ezu ben Olam Haba, Zasomech, Geula, Shal Arvis, Litfila, Shal Arvis, that's an Os Beis in the Shart scene. Okay? So therefore, once again, you can't talk during this whole section over here. He says, V'asha noagin lomar yudches pesukim v'yiru einenu, even though the minig, as we know, in Chutz La'aretz, is to say the pesukim of yiru einenu, that's the bracha shalni olam, that bracha, that they say even after hashkivenu. By the way, it's a takana from the Gaon. Okay, it came from the Gaonim. It sounded like they sent it back from the yeshiva in Pukdisa to the yeshiva in Yavne, and they went back and forth, and they accepted that this is what you're going to say Yirei. And they know why they exactly did it. We're not going to get into right now. But over here, that was the takana that they used to say these Yud Ches Misiru Yirei Ninu. Ain Lahasik Bein Yirei Ninu Tefila. You should not be masik between Yirei Ninu and Tefila. You know, it's also considered part of this Geul Umiu. Mashemachri shliach tzibur Rosh Chodesh bein kadosh l'tfilas arvis. But that which on the first night of Rosh Chodesh, especially also the second night, that the gabbai screams out, yalo v'yavo, in between, geula and tfila, bein kadosh l'tfilas arvis, between the kadosh and tfilas arvis, lo havi hefsik, that's not considered a hefsik, kevin shu tzorech ha-tfila. Since it's a tzorech ha-tfila, it's not considered a hefsik. V'chein yachol lomar baruchu lahotzi mi shelo shoma lo avi hefsik. Also, you can even say baruchu at this point. Someone who did not hear baruchu, it sounds like even between geula and tfila, you can even throw in another baruchu at this point. Very interesting. I'm elsim in samach tes. Okay? And then he says, ra'iti medaktiki. Okay, there are those with tactic to stand up during these Yudchas Pesukim because this was like sort of like a Kitzur Shmon Esrei, and therefore they would stand up to Yudchas Shmon Esrei. Uminag Yafahu says the Ramah, Kinit Kino become Makom Tfilas Shmon Esrei because they were attacking it, the Makom Tfilas Shmon Esrei, Valkin Roy Lamod Behen Kimo Betfila, and therefore it's appropriate to stand up. The reason why you don't see this, people don't stand up for Yud, because the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud, Arbei Achronim, Katu the Yotar Tov, Jalol Lamu. Better not to stand up, for specifically the reason Ramah says yes to stand up. Kedei Laharet She'ein Rotzeh Latzeit Bazei Yidei Chovas Tfilas Shmoneh Esrei. It's true that used to be, perhaps, a Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei that people say, in place of Shmoneh Esrei, so they would have had to stand up. But nowadays, we're going to say Shmoneh Esrei anyways. We want to show that the Yud Ches Psukim is not Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, we don't want to stand up for the Baruch Hashem, the Olam, Amen, V'Amen, and Yira Inenu, we do not stand up for, and that is the Minig Olam, not to stand up during this time. Okay, now a bunch of things to explain over here, because we just said a lot of things, I know it's a little late, but we want to get through these things. Number one is the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sorry, Morena Rabbeinu Arav Shlita over here, in Dir Masa Psukim. On this minhag of saying Yirei Neinu, he brings down, obviously, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is not to say it. Ve'eretz Yisrael lo nag lo ar psukim Yirei Neinu. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is not to say these psukim Yirei Neinu. I'm not sure what certain kiyos and chutzarts are somecha not just to say it, not to say it, when it's clear that the minhag, both from the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring any chokim, is to yes to say it. People think, I don't know, they think they're more Zionistic if they don't say Baruch Hashem li olam amein v'amein, because they do what it make in Eretz Yisrael. Let's not make them, that's... Okay, so Lamaisa Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal brings down the minhag of the Eretz Yisrael, that's it. And therefore, what do you do if Ben Eretz Yisrael was in Chutz La'aretz or vice versa? He says, near the Ben Eretz Yisrael, about the Chutz La'aretz. Ben Eretz is in Chutz La'aretz with Daitu Lassor, and his Das to come back, he's not making Yerida. He's not going down to Chutz La'aretz, he's planning coming back. He's there for a trip. Daitu Lassor, lo yom reim, he should not say it. Ach lo yir elit sibor shein omra. This is a very important. People like to really show that they don't say Baruch Hashem Yolam Amen. So once they get to the end of Ashkivino, they'll stand up and they'll, I don't know, do other things to really show. They'll show, they'll protest that they don't say it. That's incorrect. You're supposed to make it look like you are saying it. So what you do is, you say Birka Scratcher, and you say Kriachma a little slower. Anyways, a lot of the Minyanim and Chutzarts go very fast. Not to be parish min tzibur, not to show that they're doing different than the tzibur. So you make it look like you're saying, you don't say it, but you make it look like you are saying. I believe the minig also opposite in Bnei Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, the minig is also not to say it, even though they not generally say it in Chutz La'aretz. Here, when they're in Eretz Yisrael, they do not, I believe the minig is, they do not say, they don't say these psukim of Yirei Neinu either. Okay? So that is, in terms of that. Very interestingly, the Kaddish after Maariv, the Kaddish before Shmona Esrei, is a very interesting thing why we say this Kaddish. Okay? If you look at the postgim, it seems to be that the Kaddish was originally attacking only when you said Yirei Neinu. Yirei Neinu, you're saying Psukim of Yirei Neinu, so then you say Kaddish. Okay? However, therefore, the Kaddish afterwards is not what I even heard. I haven't heard that some have a minhag that they'll dafka be saying because they don't want to be a kaddish to be a hesek between gula and tefila. They'll continue saying meisir. They finish saying hashkivenu while they are saying kaddish. Okay, that is not the minhag. We generally say, and I believe that there is rishonim. They're choshesh. If we don't say yireinenu, so if they're saying yireinenu and you say kaddish, that's part of the takana. It's not a hesek between gula and tefila. But if we're not really supposed to say kaddish, so then it would be a hesek between Gul and Tfilah Emar. If that's not the minhag, we don't do that, and therefore you just say Kaddish, and you listen to Kaddish, and I believe, I saw it, even in Rishonim, even if they didn't say Yirei Neinu, still Rishonim say you're still supposed to say Kaddish Emar. Like Bayit Shach, we don't say Kaddish between Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. Mara we do, and that is simply the tikkun in all of Klal Yisrael, and you just say Kaddish, and you listen to Kaddish, and you don't worry about any type of hasik between Geula and Tefillah, and that, I believe, is a double portion. Last thing is, in terms of this hasik over here, we said one could announce, say Yalu V'Yavu to remind the Tzibor to say Yalu V'Yavu. It's not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Zayin, he says, it says, Sarach Tefillah V'Lav Dakli Klor Achrishu Rosh Chodesh. Lav davka by Rosh Chodesh Daraisa, which Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa. Oh, the Achri is Talmatar. She muted Tzarech last story, even in a case then Talmatay, Talmatay, Rachav, he doesn't say it. They're gonna have to go back. Ella Fila Achri is Alanisim Shopper Dami, even tonight, now it's Alanisim and Hanukkah or Purim. That is also okay at this point, even though it's not Daraisa. And you're not gonna have to go back, even if you forget it. Nevertheless, it's still appropriate to be Alpha Gashim Yitu Ganke Nain Tzarech last story, even though by Alanisim, you're not gonna have to go back if you forget it. Umikom Akamut Tzarech Tfilim, by the way, Yalav Yavo Marav also, we don't go back. I don't know why he doesn't mention that. But anyways, you can still say it. However, he says, if it dafka b'makum zayachul hasik, dafka over here, one is allowed to be masik to say, aval kishu, omi v'berkas kriyachan b'in aprakim, asr lo l'achri shum adavar, only after the geula, before the tefillah, him in the middle of berkas kriyachan, he cannot be masik. Points out the shartzin, as I mentioned before, say, kot nidalad v'dafka b'arvis, this is dafka by Marav. Since Mishpilas Marif, the maker of the din is only Rishus, the Smichas Geula Tefillah is not as important, and therefore we allow you to make announcements in between. Aval Ben Geula Tefillah DeShachris Chamira Tfei, the also quoting the Taz and the Prima Gadim, by Smichas Geula Tefillah Shachris, he says, one should not be masik over there to announce things, because the Smichas Geula Tefillah is even more important. Adkan for today.